Welcome to Maseches Megillah, the first two Mishnayos. So Chazal, the rabbis, when they instituted the requirement, the mitzvah that we read the Megillah each and every year, originally when it was instituted, it had multiple possible permutations. You could have fulfilled that mitzvah at a couple of different days. And the Gemara says that they learned that from Diyukim, from specific references in the Pasuk. Understanding that there were different times when different people used to read the Megillah, even though today it's either Yerushalayim, which is on the 15th, or the rest of us on the 14th. In the previous times, they had different times. So the first Mishnah tells us, Megillah Nikras, Megillas Esther, the story, the incredible story of the salvation of the Jewish people in the time of Achashverosh, from the Gzeirah of Haman and Achashverosh. It's read, Ba'achad Asar, on the 11th day of Adar, B'shneim Asar, potentially on the 12th, B'shlosh Asar, potentially on the 13th, Barba Asar, on the 14th, potentially, and B'chamisha Asar. Those are all the days, lo pachos, not less, it can't be on the 10th or any earlier day, v'lo yoser, can't be after the 15th. Krach and ha-mukafen chomei mimos, Yeshua ben Nun, Krach is a big city, a walled city, that's mukaf choma, that's surrounded by a wall, which is established in the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, who conquered the land of Israel, Koren b'chamisha asar. Why? Because Shushan was a walled city, and in Shushan, because they had an extra day of fighting, they fought, the Jews battled their enemies on the 13th and the 14th, they rested on the 15th. So in Shushan, they observed Purim, the establishment was for the 15th, as opposed to outside of Shushan, non-walled cities, they observed it on the 14th, because that's when they rested from their battle. But to deliver a certain measure of kavod, of honor to Eretz Yisrael, and it shouldn't be, on a lower level in a certain sense than Shushan. So they instituted that any city which was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, specifically meaning cities in Eretz Yisrael, they also would be just like Shushan. Says the Mishnah, Kfarim, small cities, Vayaros Gedolos, and big cities, but not walled cities, Korin Bar Basar, they generally read on the 14th. So far we have the 15th, those are walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun in Eretz Yisrael or Shushan, or regular cities anywhere like Skokie or Chicago, Lincolnwood, those are going to be on the 14th. Ella, but there was a special rule, Shakfarim, the small villages, Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa, they can read the Megillah earlier on the Yom HaKnisa. What is Yom HaKnisa? Knisa means the day that they would enter. Meaning, on Monday and Thursday, the members of the communities that were in these outlying small villages, they would oftentimes travel to big cities for court dates, because they were Bati Din. There were courts that were in session on Mondays and Thursdays. So those are the days that people would go in. They were already traveling to the big cities, and they were very busy during that time, because they lived in villages where they had farms, and fruits, vegetables, who knows, everything else, they were providing, bringing it to the big city, so they were already going on Monday and Thursday. So Chazal made a special takana, which doesn't exist anymore today, but at that time, there was an allowance for people in small villages to read the Megillah in the Yom HaKnisa in the earlier time when they were going into the big city. So that is what the Mishnah is going to explain right now in the second Mishnah. Ketzad, how does this work out? Chalios Yom Arba Asar B'Sheni. If the 14th day of Adar was on a Monday, Kfarim, the small villages, Vayaros Gedolos, and the big cities that are not walled, Korim Bobayom, they read on the 14th. They're not walled cities. Everybody reads on the 14th. And Mukafas Choma, the walled cities, Lamachar, on the 15th, which is Tuesday. Chalios Bishlishi or Birvi, if the 14th day fell out on a Tuesday or Wednesday. So Kfarim, the small villages, we give them that leniency. So Makdimen, they go earlier, Liyom HaKnisa, on the day that they go into the big cities. That's when they're going to read the Megillah. Vayoras Gedolos, they're going to read Korin, they read it Bobayom. So if the 14th was on a Tuesday, so the small villagers would read it on the 13th, on Monday, and the big cities would read it on Tuesday, on the 14th. Umbakafas Choma, the walled cities, Lamachar, the next day. Chalios Bachamishi, let's say it fell on a Thursday. So Kfar Vayaros Gedolos, Korim Bobayom. The small villages and the big cities that are not walled, they read it on the 14th, on Thursday. That's the Yom HaKnis, that's the day everybody's coming in. Umbakafas Choma, Lamachar, and walled cities, next day on Friday, on the 15th, as usual. Chalios Erev Shabbos. Well, what happens when the 14th is on a Friday? So Kfar Makdimili Yom HaKnisa, they go earlier until Thursday, because Thursday is the day of entering. So they're the small villages, they're going on the 13th of Adar. Ayaras Gedolos, the big cities, they're going to read it on Friday. What about Mukafos Choma? Says the Mishnah, Ayaras Gedolos u Mukafos Choma, and walled cities, Korin Bobayom. Why do walled cities read it on Friday? They're supposed to read on the 15th. which is tomorrow on Shabbos? The answer is, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to recite, you're not allowed to read Mikra Megillah, you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos, because there's a concern that maybe you're going to carry it out into the public square. Shemi Avivenu Dalaramis Brishas Aram, you're going to take it to someone to learn how to read, and you're going to carry the Megillah, which would be a violation of Shabbos. And therefore, the walled cities are reading it on the same day as the big cities, as the regular cities, on the 14th on Friday. Chalios b'Shabbos, what if the 14th is on Shabbos? So Kfar Vayoros Gedolos, so according to this opinion in the Mishnah, although the Gemara has multiple opinions, according to this opinion in the Mishnah, the small villages, they're going to move to Thursday, Vayoros Gedolos, and the big cities are Makdim v'Kom Leo Maknisa. Not everybody agrees with this, but the Mishnah is assuming, this opinion assumes that once you're moving the big cities from the 14th, they should just go back to the 12th to read it the same day as the villagers on Thursday. Umukafas Choma, the walled cities, are tomorrow, Lamachar, they're going to go on Sunday on the 15th as usual. Chalios Achar Shabbos, let's say Purim, the 14th is on Sunday, so Kfar Makdim in Leo Maknisa, the Kfar and the villagers, they go early to the previous Thursday. Ayaros Gedoros Kolomba Bayom, the big cities, they read it that day on the 14th. Umukafas Choma, Lamachar, and the walled cities are the next day. Why is it in general that walled cities are treated differently in Eretz Yisrael than other cities? So some Sfarim point out that walled cities in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, those were extra difficult to conquer because they were fortified walled cities. This ability of Yeshua ben Nun to break through the walls, that signifies that there was an element of challenge, and when you accomplish, when you're able to vanquish a challenge, that unlocks a greater level of Kedusha. The fact that there were challenges in conquering these cities meant that if you were able to, in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, accomplish that, conquer that klipa, that husk that was surrounding it, that was held by the Kananim, that meant that unlocked a certain measure of Kedusha, and that's why they are distinct. Have a great day. Bye-bye.